Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Figliuzzi, who's been on the show a bunch of times with us, FBI assistant director, for, 25 years as a special agent in counterintelligence, he knows. And I've always found him fascinating. I love having these guys' phone numbers because, you know, whenever you have a question that has to do, go to the people that would know. Instead of the terrible social media, terrible, internet, which God only knows what you're reading. Go to the guys that really know, right? And Frank is one of these guys that has seen everything. And what I didn't know, though, Jake was sharing with me, is that he was part of this task force and ended up writing this book called Long Haul, which is a look into interstate serial killers. Truck drivers, as a rule, I don't believe are harmful people. I think they're good people. I think they're salt of the earth supply chain. But what it does provide that industry is the cover for a bad person to be a predator and a killer. Because the perfect way to get rid of a murder, we've always talked about in our eyes, was have no connection. Make sure it's not in your own city. You never knew them. They don't know you.
No trail.
There's no trail there. There's none of the connectors normally.
And they started getting tips in 2004 about these murders, and 850 now have been linked to this pattern.
Born September 12th, our next guest joined the FBI in 1987, working in Atlanta, San Francisco, Miami, and Cleveland, eventually being appointed as the assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for Counterintelligence. He left the Bureau, going to work as assistant chief security officer for General Electric. He's been a frequent national security contributor for NBC and MSNBC, and is host of the podcast The Bureau. And now he has a new book that explores the dark side of America's highways, Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Please welcome Frank Figliuzzi.
Welcome back to the show, Frank. How are you?
Johnny, I'm well. Thanks for helping us shed some light on a pretty dark subject.
I'll tell you, I jumped into this book this weekend, and right out of the gates, you start reading about like Robert Ben Rhodes. It's right at the beginning of the book. I'm stunned by the monsters that walk among us. This guy was out on the interstate, and instead of having a sleeper cab where we see these guys, and I have so many friends who are over the road, he had a torture chamber. And that's back in April of 1990, he finally got caught.
Yeah, and sadly, he's not the only long-haul trucker who has had a torture chamber rigged up in his truck. But Robert Ben Rhodes is probably the quintessential evil long-haul trucker. He's good for probably 50 victims. And thank God he was stopped by an Arizona state trooper who saw him along the side of the road with his hazard lights flashing. The trooper walks up to the rig, hears a woman screaming because she's shackled naked in the back of the rig. And that is the unraveling of Robert Ben Rhodes. But not before he could kill 50 victims over decades on the road. And again, here's the numbers that were staggering that caused me to get my investigator hat back on and get out on the road and ride over 2,000 miles in a big rig to learn the culture. So 850 murders alongside our nation's highways, mostly of women, mostly of sex trafficked women. And there are currently 450 suspects being looked at in 200 unsolved cases.
It's incredible because it fits the pattern of how do you get away with something if you're a serial killer. Most serial killers, it feels like, do it in their hometown or in the surrounding area, and that always ends up being connected back to them. These guys feel like, I feel like what happens is a guy who has this urge realizes fish where the fish are, for, and no pun intended on that. But go to that, right? And so you're not connected. Nobody's ever known them. And then you start to pick on these lot lizards, these sex trafficked women who are kind of overlooked and ostracized from society anyway. So it's almost a perfect crime.
It is indeed. There's a reason why the number one profession of serial killers is long-haul trucker. Nothing even comes close. You have a mobile crime scene with that 18-wheeler because they grab a victim in one jurisdiction, they kill or rape her in a second jurisdiction, and they dump the remains in a third jurisdiction. Makes it really hard for law enforcement to figure out what they've got on their hands and even whose case it should be. Then add in the fact that you just mentioned that these victims are very vulnerable, very isolated. Their families, in many cases, have distanced themselves because of survival mechanisms. And so no one even knows they're missing.
And so you jump in, which I didn't even know there was such a thing as the HSKI, the Highway Serial Killing Initiative. And this is, it became so prevalent that they had to form this group to study. You jump in with Mike, the truck driver, and you become good friends, and he really shows you how it is on the road, and you start to meet these women, and then you, as you go through the book, you start to really understand the psychology of it all. And I will tell you that I found it really interesting how, you know, I was reading about the girl, that she was such a pleaser, like by nature, super considerate, a genuine pleaser of other people. And you realize, man, what happened to you as a kid that this put you in this place? Like, this is your, it should be rewarded for your kindness, but instead people exploit it.
Yeah, I really got deep into three cultures in this book. The long-haul trucking culture, if you've ever wondered what goes on in life on the road, what's going on in that rig alongside you on the highway, this book is for you. Might maybe even a Father's Day gift. But there's a second culture, which is the victim culture. I got deep into that. I sat across the table and interviewed women who had survived violent encounters with truckers because they were trafficked to truckers. And I don't cry easily, but I'm telling you what, some of these women had me in tears. And if you think that this could never happen to a young person, you know, think again. Because I talked to a woman who was a preacher's kid. I talked to a woman from the upper Midwest who had a year of college, very bright young lady. But the commonalities are there. Early childhood trauma, devastating, the tower of trauma, I call it, stacking up in their lives. Early introduction to drugs, then hard drugs with a bad boyfriend. You can almost see the slow-moving train wreck happening.
Right.
And you know, I also got into the crime analyst culture. You know, who are these people? No guns, no badges. They're crime analysts at the FBI and at state agencies. And how do they connect the dots to stop the killing?
It is astounding because we hold such truckers in high regard, as they should be. They're part of the supply chain. They hold us all together. But the idea that these bad, these terrible monsters, these people with just such effed up wiring, use the cover of the trucking industry to get out there and kill, and it's just amazing. Every time now, I after reading this book, I'll go by a guy, I'm going to stare at him and be like, are you? And I mean, like you said, there's no other industry in the world that covers like this.
Yeah, and again, thank goodness we're only talking about a tiny fraction of truckers.
Sure.
You've hit it on the head. They're an essential part of our economy. Grocery stores would run out of goods in 3 days if truckers stopped trucking. $875 billion in gross freight revenue last year from trucking. I felt I was part of the economy riding flatbed across the country because we were delivering things like drywall to the housing industry.
Sure.
Flooring, aluminum rods, different loads, different days. It was pretty cool. But I get into the different kinds of trucking and the different kinds of trucks. As I try to narrow down that pool of 450 suspects, I want to figure out which trucker's more likely to kill and which kind of truck. Are different personalities attracted to different kinds of trucking? So I was very physically engaged with the load. You have to know math and physics, points of securement, weight distribution. Can we fill up our gas tanks today, or will that put us overweight? And then go all the way down to the other end of the spectrum with dry vanners, the guys and gals who deliver dry goods across the country. No physical engagement. They open the back doors to be loaded, and that's about it. No complete isolation, sedentary lifestyle. I get into the medical studies of truckers. It's not good. Obviously, it's not healthy. It's sedentary. And I look at the stats. When you anonymously survey long-haul truckers, you find that 10% say they drink alcohol every day, 20% binge drink five or more drinks at a time, and 44% of long-haul truckers are experiencing symptoms of major depression.
Sure, because you are alone, never with the family that you love. You're out there working so hard. No, people don't, we romanticize it, right? Like, we think about how great it would be, but the truth of the matter is, that's absolutely, I have a good friend, Pemberton, who was over the road for a long time, and it just got to the point where he could not do it anymore. And he's one of the strongest people I know.
It is tough. It is mentally and physically trying to tear you down, and you've got to stay engaged. You've got to be talking to people, make an effort for exercise and healthy eating. It's a fascinating lifestyle. We do think they're the modern day cowboy, but boy, I'll tell you, that wore off for me in about 3 hours of driving.
Right.
And then I was like, what is going on here? And then I get into the victim culture and the different kinds of, so I ask the same question I ask the truckers: which trucker and which truck is more likely to kill? I ask the same question of victims: which kind of sex trafficked victim is more likely to fall prey to the trucker? Is it the pimp control? Is it the outlaw who is just out to rob victims, men? Is it the renegade that's out without a pimp but maybe with a friend? I ask all of these questions in the book.
Dude, I cannot wait to finish this book. Frank Figliozzi, Long Haul. It's out now. And listen, if you do another round of press, let me know, and we'll have you back on, because now I got to finish the second half of the book.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you, Frank. Take care. All right.
That's disturbing, right? In every direction.
Well, because, listen, again, people always get upset about things. The reason you see so many predators in the seminary or in the church is because, not because I don't believe the church makes you a predator. I believe that they know that they can cover themselves in that, this.
That's where conditions are right
for to do it.
To get away with it.
Whether you're a scoutmaster, whether you're a priest, mm-hmm. if you're a trucker and you are going across the country and there are lot lizards who are marginalized women who are being sex trafficked and nobody's looking at them anymore. And so you go, wow, you can snuff out that life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chance you'll get away with it.
Yeah. And you have to listen to, like, the promo material he put out for the book. Yeah, he's in no way saying,
no,
all long-haul truckers are good. He's
of
saying,
course.
This is where a dude would go because...
That's right.
That, like, in college, I had a criminal justice class where it's exactly what the teacher talked about. He was like, the way to get away with a murder is either be over the road where you're not in the same place all the time, or have your victim be a complete stranger that you can leave no DNA behind.
Yeah. No, it's yeah. So you,
which what? Is terrifying.
Where are you going today? You're gonna hang out some trucks?
I'm not gonna make definitely not making the Flying J stop this week. Damn it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.